WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Justin Finch. Iran and the U.S. to exchange prisoners in a deal brokered by Qatar. It involves freeing up $6 billion of Iranian assets that have been frozen in South Korea. A stealth fighter has gone missing after an incident over South Carolina.
If you happen to find a state-of-the-art F-35B Lightning II, the commander of Joint Base Charleston would like to hear from you. The staff there has posted on X that the $122 million aircraft was involved in what it calls a mishap on Sunday. The pilot, though, managed to eject safely. The search for the missing fighter jet is focused on the area around Lake Marion between Charleston and Columbia, South Carolina. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Biden in New York for meetings at the UN. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with him later in the week. Zelensky will also address the General Assembly this week. Day four of the auto workers' strike against Detroit's Big Three. So far, no deal in sight. This is ABC News. With the threat of a government shutdown looming at the end of the month, some House Republicans say they have a compromise deal on a short-term spending plan, but it's unclear if it has the votes to pass. One major part missing, any more funding for Ukraine. The death toll in last week's flooding in Libya now approaching 12,000 people. Thousands more are still missing. ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell in the hard-hit city of Derna.
Some of the eyewitnesses talk about moving up from the ground floor of their apartment block because they could see the water rising. They moved up to the third floor, then the fourth floor, and then they realized that the water was as high as four stories and they had to move right to the top. And when they got to the top, they could see neighbors' buildings essentially being swallowed by the water, people on top of those buildings being swept out to sea.
The city flooded when dams broke loose. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Welcome back to Up North News Radio. It's a Monday, September 18th, 2023, National Cheeseburger Day, and a few other things. But before I list them off, let me mention that with us still, Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Selena Heller from Up North News. And we're going to talk more about stories that Selena's been working on. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Scott Ross about media coverage and politics. But Kristen, you were already aware that this is National Cheeseburger Day?
Is it weird that I'm hungry for a cheeseburger right now?
No, not at all. No, there's to me, it's like all things. I can have a breakfast sandwich like any time of day. So could I have you couldn't do it?
No, because I worked overnight. So I had anything, any time of the day, weird stuff. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'll make it.
Okay.
But it does beg the question, where will you get your favorite cheeseburger tonight?
Oh, I had a dinner plan in mind, but I might have to substitute that for the Amber Inn in Eau Claire, maker of the best cheeseburger in the world. Best.
Yum.
Just the best. Amber Inn, Eau Claire. Although Corton House in Eau Claire is right up there too.
I was going to say Corton House.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, where are the well-known local burger joints of the Green Bay area?
You know, I'm going to be really honest. I'm not a giant cheeseburger eater.
Oh, okay. All right. And yet you're the one who knew it was Cheeseburger Day, which...
I'll go to Culver's and have a cheeseburger any day. That's like, that's the standard. But today I think I'm going to run across the street and go to Sonic and get one there.
How is Sonic? I don't know if I've ever had a Sonic burger. It's
not a lot of options up here.
Yeah, that's true. You get what you get. All right. What do you think of this? Because I'm sure this is supposed to stir up some like romantic feelings when I tell you that this is also National First Love Day and to remember your first love. But I also think it's kind of like, oh yeah, and that's why I'm not with him anymore. Not with her anymore. It was a nice first love, but there's a reason it's not also my last love, you know, if you know
Young
what I'm saying.
First love. Come on, Pat.
And then some time passes and you go, oh yeah, I do have fond memories of that person, knowing full well they don't of you. It's national this is tied, I hope, and not a good. This is Locate an Old Friend Day.
Ooh.
Or National Stalking Day, as your first love might call it, if you suddenly reach out to that person.
It all fits together.
Haven't heard from you in 10 years. I know, but it's National Locate an Old Friend Day. That's what it is. Today is International Equal Pay Day to help continue to close the gender gap in pay. There you go. National Read an E-book Day. That seems like a bit of a stretch. And it's U.S. Air Force Day. And it is Rice Krispies Treats Day, Where are we on Rice Krispies treats? To me, it's like if it's not, if it doesn't have like the like a Special K bar with the chocolate on top.
Scotcheroos are, yeah, kind of trump special or Rice Krispie treats, but.
Rice Krispie. Wait, you're saying Trump is a fan of one of these?
Scotcheroos are better than Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, okay.
I trump them.
I see. It just stinks that we can't use that word the way that we used to, right? So what is the difference then, I have to ask, between a Scotcheroo and a Special K bar, which is what I hear them referred to quite often.
Same.
They're the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Either
way. Do Special K bars have Special K in them?
Yes, the cereal instead of Rice Krispies.
Scotcheroos don't.
No, so they're still Rice Krispies, but people still call those Special K bars even so, even with Rice Krispies.
And here's the thing.
Doesn't make any sense.
You can find something for anything on the interwebs. The Mankato, Minnesota Free Press has a bar brawl, Special K versus Scotcheroos.
Oh.
over who likes the one more than the other. It's a very serious picture of people holding them up with like little, not boxing gloves, but little finger gloves. Like they're about to have a fight about this. And yeah, put me in team Special K, which if that's
really,
so Scotcheroo is a Rice Krispie bar with the chocolate over the top. Is that what we're trying to say here?
Well, they have like peanut butter and butterscotch chips also. And I believe that's how it is.
What we've done is we've completely destroyed any nutritional value in either Rice Krispies or Special K, right?
You know, like Special K used to be the cereal that your mom ate when she was on a diet.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Like, whenever you saw that come up, when you saw that box, it's like, uh-oh, stay away from mom. She's not happy right now. Yep. But now we bake with them.
It's not that anymore.
And now that I'm thinking, somebody gave me a recipe on, you know, the good old recipe card, and it said Special K bars, but it was actually an old coworker, I believe, and it was Rice Krispies in it. So,
okay.
Not Special K.
I got a minute before going to commercial here. So whether it's Special K bars, which a neighbor of mine used to make, that was her go-to if she was not having a great day and wanted to just do something or wanted to bring something in a hurry to a dinner, would make those bars. I don't hear either of you saying that. What's your go-to thing? Will you whip out a batch of chocolate chip cookies? You just have to make something sweet and delicious in the kitchen. Kristen, go.
Oh, my friend Anne's chocolate chip cookie recipe. So good.
All right, Selena.
The family reunion I had a couple weeks ago, I made a banana trifle, but was going to make Scotcheroos, but then went with Rice Krispie treats also.
Oh, wow. Just very, there's a lot of diversity there in the Heller kitchen. Yeah. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we will catch up with the Packer game yesterday, the Brewers as well, and get the forecast from Weatherology. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be back right after this.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
There. Now we've made Kristen happy.
Woo! Monday! Yeah!
Kristen and Selena are here on the radio. We're going to be talking about the stories that Selena's been working on. We know one she will be doing because we talked a bit about the Warren's Cranberry Fest, and but she's had a few things over at UpNorthNewsWI.com that we want to share with you so that you can hopefully see some of the stories that she's done now and will in the few days here. But first, we've got to go to Jennifer Vuchitsky from Weatherology, who gives us the forecast for the state of Wisconsin for this day, where it is... It's you know, kind of cool, but I would dare say pleasantly cool because you don't have any kind of like a massive wind chill or anything like that. So let's see what it's going to look like for the rest of the day and to start the week. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. And yeah, like you said, it's kind of a little on the cooler side here. We saw that cold front that pushed through the area, and right now a high pressure system is in control. It looks like sunshine expected for everyone today, an increase in cloud cover developing in the afternoon hours around Amory and Baldwin, though. Highs in the mid to low 70s from Wisconsin Rapids down to Madison, and for the western half of the state, actually pretty average for this time of the year. In the upper 60s around Wausau, and for the eastern half of the state, a slight chance for rain coming in tonight from Baldwin down to Richland Center and Madison. For Tuesday, it looks like a chance for showers and storms for the southern half of the state tomorrow. Otherwise, partial sunshine expected for central and west central Wisconsin. Highs tomorrow in the mid to low 70s, primarily a little cooler towards Lake Michigan. Wednesday, slight chance for showers and storms for west central Wisconsin down towards Richland Center and over towards Milwaukee. Otherwise, sunny skies expected for everyone else. A little warmer Wednesday as a warm front pushes through. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, mostly warmer for southwestern Wisconsin getting into the mid 80s. For the second half of the work week, Thursday and Friday, it looks like sunny skies for most as high pressure settles in. A few spotty chances for rain around Amory and Baldwin. Otherwise, high temperatures linger around the upper 70s to low 80s. Again, a little warmer into the mid 80s for southwestern Wisconsin.
I will take a little midweek warm-up. That sounds like a nice thing to have before we wrap things up for summer entirely. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, continuing on now with Selena Heller from Up North News, Kristen Lyerly here as well, Scott Ross coming up at the bottom of the hour. Selena, I know one story that we put up a couple days back as you've been doing back-to-school stories, and we've talked about teachers and support staff, but on the sports fields and, mm-hmm. and the courts and places, there's a referee shortage, but it's not entirely just because of demographics, is it?
Nope, not at all, actually. In Wisconsin, the WIAA wants a number of 10,000 referees, and right now they have 6,600 registered officiators, so they're looking for a lot more. And there's a problem across the whole country, not just Wisconsin. The referees are citing unruly adults as the problem. So you can imagine.
I don't have to imagine. I don't have to imagine. We see it all the time. We certainly at the pro level, but at the youth level. Now, I haven't had kids in youth sports for a while here. I did see a grandson doing Little League, and I saw some vocal parents, but they were vocal about their kids. It's more like, Timmy, pay attention. Timmy, look up. But not yelling at the ref. Yeah, but not the barking at the ump or the referees. And I just, that is such an alien thing to me. Anytime I hear about that, I'm like, who raised you that you mm-hmm. think you can get away with that? God, Kristen, please don't tell me that's what you did with your boys. She's been very strangely quiet here, like, oh, I'm one of those parents.
Yelling.
I'm like the athletic trainer from high school who was a mascot, who just loved sports, who had four kids that were all boys that ended up not playing any sports.
Oh.
So you were the jock amongst kids. Them. Yes, you were the sports person.
I was a lurker.
Yep, Bob.
So one of the... the people that I talked to, he's been a referee in basketball and football for more than 20 years. And he said he even had somebody follow him home and yelling at him. He was yelling at him at home.
That's just so wrong. I mean, and we talk about road rage and things like that, and what makes people snap like this. And I think that's part of why we bring this up, is just to hopefully get the message to some people that there is no world in which this is acceptable.
I think that this is a reflection, though, of what's happening in greater society. Mm-hmm. People are feeling like they have license to be able to go after other people. We are kind of, we're forgetting how to resolve conflict in a peaceable way.
We are living out what has been started through, conflict shows on TV, the wrestling shows, the reality shows. I know people are quick to blame politics as well, but I would actually say that again came from more of popular culture, kind of encouraging conflict and, you know, minimizing, you know, the person who, you know, behaves themselves and maybe insists on following the rules. And, you know, that person becomes the bad guy now in the world of entertainment. Somebody was mentioning over the weekend here, they were very unhappy to hear that the U.S. Senate is thinking of dropping its dress code for senators, not for visitors, not for staff, but that the senators can themselves can, you know, wear whatever they want. And they were bemoaning, like, look, somebody needs to set the example. And, you know, and we know John Fetterman, for example, the senator from Pennsylvania, big fella known for wearing shorts and hoodies. And that's fine that works for you in 99% of the cases. But I feel like, yeah, people are going to go, oh, you geek. But no, I think you've crossed a line if your highest institutions of government are also like, oh, yeah, show up in sweatpants. Again, I feel like we're living the movie Idiocracy, you know, as we're taking steps closer to it. It's just wrong.
Yeah, you need somebody to set an example.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So there, that's why I'd like to announce I'll now be wearing a suit and tie from now on as we do a radio show.
Do they make a plaid suit?
Wow, you're going back with the plaid there, aren't you? The whole reason I wear so much plaid is that for so many years on TV and in politics, it was just a very straight-laced suit, you know, dark blue with a, you know, nice solid tie, nice solid color shirt. I finally get to break those bounds and
express yourself.
And Kristen just keeps coming back with, okay, old man, you know, is that what you're gonna break out the plaid again?
You look great in plaid. It's your thing.
Apparently it's my thing now. All right. Other plaid wearers include bow hunters. They are underway with things now or shortly, Selena, on bow hunting.
Saturday, the season started for archery and crossbow. And a fun little fact there is they're getting bigger in numbers. The DNR told me on Friday that out of all the 600,000 hunters across Wisconsin now, 300,000 of those are bow hunters. So that number is going up.
I am really impressed at the way bow hunting has caught on. And again, I say this from not being a hunter myself, but that, you know, it strikes me as so much more difficult, but clearly so many more people see that's the challenge that they want, you know, they want to hit the mark, you know, in that way. And I mean, I think that's really cool. It's definitely not, if I were hunting, I'm sure I would much more be with a rifle than with a bow, but I think that's pretty cool.
I think there are programs too. I can tell you that in De Pere, the middle school and the high school have huge archery programs that are fun and exciting. So kids are getting involved at a young age. And of course, we know that when you get involved with a hobby at a young age, you're more likely to stick with it. So kudos to the adults who step up and create these programs for kids to express themselves like this.
There are various hunting seasons that are out there, and there includes something special for, and I'm not kidding, for muskets, basically for muzzle loading. And I remember seeing that once, and I'm thinking that's probably the way that I'd go because it's so old school. It's just so, it's like, there's the challenge of you've got to load the round and you've got to tamp it down.
I've done that.
I've shot
a muzzle loader. Yes. In the muzzle loader season. So I hunt deer with rifle. I've always wanted to do archery, but I haven't yet, but I have shot a muzzle loader and done the whole, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, it's a long process. You can't be like, oh.
Right. Yeah. You get the shot, Kristen.
I have a question. I heard you say muzzle loading season. There is a muzzle loading season.
That's what
season?
I was saying. Yes, there's a muzzle loading season. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's right after the regular gun deer season.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Seasons.
Yeah, like I said, I think that to me it would be a very cool challenge. But however folks are doing it, we wish them lots of luck, lots of success, and a very safe hunt as well. It is Oktoberfest season. I was at the Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls. It was a lot of fun. We got to see some really good bands. You know, folks that, well, if you don't follow polka bands, I mean, Molly B or Barefoot Becky, it's all going to be lost on you. But that was a really nice thing. But Oktoberfests also come with something called the Beer Stein Holding Contest.
You're not going to say the word.
What? Oh, you put the word in there. Maskrugstemmen.
Maskrugstemmen.
Maskrugstemmen. Okay. It's a beer stein holder, which you know, I'm sure if you're not familiar with it, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You know, how tough can that be? But Selena is now holding up something that is as big as a gallon jug of milk, just, you know, thinner. But it's got a little heft to it, shall we say. And what? People just hold it straight out. And it's... Have you been to one that it's, as soon as you cock your elbow, you're out? It's not just dropping it. It's like you have to keep that arm stiff, right?
Yes. And actually, so before when I worked for the city of Eau Claire, I started Maskrugstemmen at our International Fall Festival and had the host of Oktoberfest come and MC it. And then they took it and brought it to Oktoberfest. So, yes, this is a Maskrug, and then Stemmen is lift. So Maskrugstemmen, and this is filled with beer or water if you don't want to spill your beer, and you just have to hold it with your arms straight out and not drop it. And the record for the world record is 14 minutes and 2 seconds, but it gets heavy. You wouldn't think.
It does.
Like, people are like, oh, this is easy. Like, no, it's not.
You'd think. That's what you think. And then when you're watching this, which in some ways is kind of like watching paint dry in the beginning, but then you watch people are really starting to struggle with this.
Like sweating.
But it occurs to me that there is a certain class of people who would be especially good at this, and I'm surprised more don't enter, TV reporters, who have to hold that microphone for the longest time in locker room scrums and other press conferences. Even as I was interviewing Becca Cook right before, you know, as she was up in Chippewa Falls over the weekend, and we're going on, and I'm just realizing, like, I should be in one of these mug holding contests. Now, it's a little heavier than a microphone, but we've got the training, you know, at least.
Good idea. So you didn't enter the contest over the weekend?
Oh, with these little spindles? No, that'd snap right off. Jeez.
It completely redefines hold my beer.
Very good. See, now we miss Aaron and his rim shot, but there is a new COVID vaccine. It's getting to be that time of year to either get your booster there, your flu shot as well. What's the story on that, Selena?
Yeah, they came out with it last week, so it's available in pharmacies, hospitals now. It covers the original virus plus the new variants. So you want to do that. Anybody is 6 months and up can get that.
6 months and up. Okay. So talk to your family physician about that. Kristen, Hometown Health, Thursday morning at 7:30.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Ace Champion, celebrity chef, about food and wellness.
Oh, more food. You've been so hungry there. It's 5:30 in the morning there. And somebody's coveting a cheeseburger. Might be a while. And then you can catch Kristen as well with public service announcement on As Goes Wisconsin every Thursday at 11:05 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Kristen, thank you. Safe travels.
Thank you. Always a joy.
Yep. Selena, thanks so much for the update. See her stuff on upnorthnewswi.com. Back with Scott Ross after this.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Iran and the U.S. to exchange prisoners in a deal brokered by Qatar. It involves freeing up $6 billion of Iranian assets that have been frozen in South Korea. A stealth fighter has gone missing after an incident over South Carolina.
If you happen to find a state-of-the-art F-35B Lightning II, the commander of Joint Base Charleston would like to hear from you. The staff there has posted on X that the $122 million aircraft was involved in what it calls a mishap on Sunday. The pilot, though, managed to eject safely. The search for the missing fighter jet is focused on the area around Lake Marion between Charleston and Columbia, South Carolina. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Biden in New York for meetings at the UN. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with him later in the week. Zelensky will also address the General Assembly this week. Day four of the auto workers' strike against Detroit's Big Three. So far, no deal in sight. This is ABC News.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Complete your tiling job with professional quality installation products from Tech. SturdyFlex Mortar offers steady, reliable bonding performance for porcelain and ceramic tile. Get it for only $10.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through September 24th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Little Michael Franks, who's 79 years old today, and your secret's safe with me. Comment earlier on Selena holding up the great big Stein. Charles writes on Facebook, water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. Selena looks to be holding a Stein, which looks to be 1 or 2 quarts. Holding that at arm's length gets very heavy in a short time, especially if a person is not used to doing certain types of arm exercises, though I would counter that Selena, being a mom, has held her fair, used that arm on carrying infants, toddlers, and now small children as well. So I'm betting Selena would do a pretty good job if she were here with us now. Now, everyone who's here on Friday mornings knows that at this time, 7:30 on Fridays, we spend a few minutes visiting with Mark Jacob, a former editor at the Chicago Tribune, as we channel some of the other national media critics and we try to get a few of the talking heads and scribes out there to figure it out faster, that they should be actively on the side of democracy and truth and telling the full story of corruption, and stop trying to engage in both sidesism or try to appear that you're above it all, because you're only hurting. You're not helping your audience when you do that. And so in a moment, I'm going to bring our friend Scott Ross back in to pick up on this, both nationally and in the media we consume here in Wisconsin. But before I do that, I want to take note that Up North News, which is a separate newsroom from the Civic Media Radio Network, but Up North News, for the nearly 4 years we've been around, has always been very upfront about our center-left, fact-based values. If you go to our About Us page, we tell you our values so that you know the prism through which we view the actions of people who are shaping policy and public opinion. The alternative is that a newsroom tells you they're unbiased, but they actually don't tell you how an editor, a publisher, a manager, an advertiser is influencing what the audience sees. You know, a newspaper could appear to be right down the middle, but if the editor is a right winger and doesn't tell you so, it's very easy to make that product look a certain way and have the audience think the coverage is straight and true when it is not. And bias isn't always political. Sometimes it's about economics or trying to stay connected to the powerful by not offending them. Fortunately, Scott Ross is here, and he has never shied away from offending anybody if they are standing between the public and the facts, or a fuller accounting of the facts than what someone is presenting. He has called out media types of all stripes, although it's usually conservatives, more than a few progressives have taken a dart or two, and that is a good thing for all of us on the whole. Scott Ross, good morning.
Hey, Pat, how are you? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, because again, when we talk off air, and as that happens quite frequently, about, you know, somebody is or isn't doing something related to the way that they're telling the news, quite frequently in Wisconsin, but I have to start from a national standpoint, simply because the way that Meet the Press kicked off the Kristen Welker era of hosting, and for as many times as these conversations are out there in the national media about doing a better job of holding somebody like Donald Trump accountable, it was just business as usual, where he just steamrolls over her, and you can't possibly fact check that enough. And I guess I just, the reason I bring it up isn't to repeat myself, but to try to get people not to normalize this. That should not be the normal way that politicians are treated by the press corps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you know, you hit it right on the head with the criticism that's happening as a result of, you know, an election denying fascist being platformed. And, you know, they're just, it's just impossible at some points that you can fact check someone in real time who is just simply absent the ability to speak the truth in any way, shape or form. And I think that's what viewers saw yesterday of the new Meet the Press. And you know, this has been a long time. I mean, you know, the Sunday talk shows, and I used to refer to myself when I used to be on the shows as a Sabbath gas bag, I you know, which I stole. It's, you know, it is. I mean, the fact is that a lot of these shows will have a panel. You know, this is the typical media, pro-Republican media bias that happens on Sunday shows is they will have the host. The host will do a round table. The round table will be like, you know, a conservative editorial journalist, a regular balls and strikes journalist, and a Republican activist. You know, Democratic activists don't even get, you know, you know, they're sitting on all these panels that are looking to be all sides to all people.
And because they're buying into that talking point that, you know, that you're a mainstream journalist is always going to be liberal when, as we've seen from, you know, the way the New York Times, Dan Balz, Philip Bump, others cover things, that's so not true.
Oh, no. I mean, the fact is there's two reasons why Republicans, why the perception is that the media is biased. One is there's a survey that started 25 or 30 years ago, where journalists were asked their opinion on some social issues. And guess what? Much like the rest of the population, journalists are more pro-choice and are more pro LGBT rights than, you know, than conservatives are. And so they're like most people. Most people have those values. And so these surveys are done and the Republicans claim that journalists are biased, biased when it comes to these things. And the problem is that the second part is that the Republicans work the refs. They work the refs incredibly. They constantly are whining. They are constantly complaining. They are constantly, and in, you know, they are just incessant in this. Like, and that's part of, like, yeah, I mean, I think we saw this with the, we're seeing this in real time a little bit differently. We're seeing this with the Janet Protasiewicz impeachment, that they have, like, from day one, they're like, once election day stops, that's when their work starts. And I think on our side, you know, my side, you know, you're a Democratic state senator. Like, I think on our side, sometimes we, you know, we get lazy after election day and we think everything's won after the voters speak. And that's not necessarily the case. You have to continue to be relentless. That is what Republicans have done great with the press. I mean, you know, media bias. I mean, again, it's that thing where, you know, we're back basically with, you know, 7 or 8 corporations own 90% of the media on planet, or, you know, on, at least in the United States. And if you think that the largest corporations on planet Earth are promoting liberal economic policy, you're just fooling yourself.
Right. From a Wisconsin standpoint, now there's two different things to be mindful of. One, I constantly harp on as somebody who came from local TV news, and it's, you know, I do have tremendous respect for anybody who goes into journalism with every intent of being a good journalist. But when you have small TV markets with inexperienced reporters, oftentimes you end up with stenography rather than fact checking. And another point that you like to make is that sometimes, whether it's news, opinion, or analysis, that we don't always know, again, the full details of the person who's doing the writing or the reporting or the analysis, that that media outlets could do a better job, again, of just being upfront with their audience and saying, look, here's where this person is coming from.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I would tell you where my perspective on that comes is, you know, I used to be a reporter. And you know, coming out of college, I went to work for a right-wing newspaper, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, which is the media empire of this guy, Richard Mellon Scaife, whose, you know, parents had money, and so he had money. And I worked for the editorial page there, and I was the assistant editorial page editor. One of the things I was supposed to do is I had to read all the columns and put whatever columns in, and we had some columnists that they always wanted to make sure they were in, and blah, 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 and all that sort of thing. And what I noticed at the time is, like, you know, I was like 23, 24 years old, was all the different columnists that were coming out of, you know, as I did research, that were coming out of, like, and this is, you know, sort of pre-internet, that were coming out of think tanks that were being promoted because, you know, they were in 75 newspapers because they worked out of some think tank, and they were people who were my age, usually men, usually white men. And that's what I noticed, was that, like, this bias, you know, in terms of the effort to defeat Democrats in the public policy forum, that young voices were coming out of these right-wing think tanks, you know, places that are financed by things like Milwaukee's Bradley Foundation, where you're seeing, you know, not journalists, but ideologues having prominent place on the editorial pages of America's newspapers. And the Journal Sentinel here in Wisconsin is proof positive of that. I mean, you know, I have been here 27 years. They've never had a paid Democrat, a Democrat who worked for a Democratic campaign or Democratic member of, you know, elected member. But you see Republicans having that sort of prominence. And that was one of the things that set me off, you know, on this and got our conversation going, Pat, was that I saw, you know, the Journal Sentinel and their, you know, the 11 newspapers of the Gannett Network in Wisconsin, the second biggest Gannett Network in the country, ran a column, you know, from some guy they're promoting now, who's a guy who worked for Scott Walker, and top aide for Scott Walker, top aide for Ron Johnson's not mentioned anywhere in the column, you know, in this, you know, in the attribution. And I thought that was a little disingenuous, given, you know, we're talking about the most divisive two most divisive politicians that we've had in the state of Wisconsin in the last generation. And the idea that this is being promoted, again, when we have a pattern of this happening, I was concerned, you know, and I think, again, it's that thing that we have to watch, which is, where are we getting our news from, and what are, you know, who are the good actors and who are the bad actors? And, you know, again, we just saw the other day, the Journal Sentinel had a, you know, the guy who's in charge of that editorial page had a both sides column about the redistricting, complaining about the fact, you know, that Robin Voss did what he didn't. And it's just, columnist was correct. What Robin Voss did was sleazy, undemocratic, unconstitutional. But then this guy goes in and starts going after the, you know, both sides and going after the Democrats, accusing them of in the future possibly doing something the Republicans have done and then in the past Democrats have never done. And it's that kind of thing.
And that was my biggest concern from last week, is that, again, local media people who don't have the experience or don't work in politics as much, we're going to take Republicans at face value and say Republicans are reforming the maps. They've changed their ways, without emphasizing that, you know, where this falls short, where this actually is downright Machiavellian, where, you know, this is all done to protect gerrymandered maps. And look, nobody in these small newsrooms wants to get out and say, you know, that the Republicans are just out to protect gerrymandered maps. But you certainly can let your viewers know that, you know, every independent view of the current maps calls them the most gerrymandered maps ever. And that might be why Republicans don't want these maps going to the new state Supreme Court. And that's missing from the coverage.
Well, I think, you know, it's that there's a great, meme, I guess, but it says, like, you know, as a reporter, your job isn't, you know, one side says it's raining and one side says it's not raining. Your job isn't to, like, say what both sides are saying. Your job is to put your head out the window and see if it's raining or not. You know, it's pretty simple. Now, I understand, again, like, I'm sympathetic, and I've worked with reporters for a long time in the work that I do, and have done. And, you know, I have a great love for journalism. Maybe it's that thing of, like, you know, when your first love breaks your heart, it's the hardest break of all. And, you know, that was, again, my thing with reporting when I left. But I do also recognize that there are places in which we're falling short. A lot of it has to do with the conglomeration of our media, you know, that so few voices own so much of our media.
But it's also that they don't have the experience. You brought up the point that Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker and Republicans, never demanded that Justice Annette Ziegler recuse before ruling twice to overturn the 2020 election results. And there was very little
her lawyer, from when Annette Ziegler was up for deciding cases that her husband was on from, you know, 15 years ago, it's just madness. I mean, he was her lawyer then, and then Troupas, this guy named Jim Troupas, was also then the lawyer for two of the cases where they tried to overturn the election. And as you say, I'm sorry, Pat, to cut you off, but, like, it's just so outrageous that this was allowed to happen without anyone talking about it.
Yes, and look, I get as well as anybody that there's only so much time in a 30-minute newscast, or, you know, so much ink in the barrel. But we're in a multimedia era where there isn't an excuse for some place getting that full story out there, or being as complete as you can in that 45 or 60 seconds that you're talking about it on TV. And so I appreciate you coming on occasionally and reminding us to remind other people to be better. Doesn't mean you're bad. It just means be better, be more thorough at these things. Scott Ross, thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll talk again real soon.
See you, Pat.
All right. When we come back, Civic Media News Director Terry Bell will be here with three things you should know to get this week started. Then we'll wrap up our conversation for this Monday morning on Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's, like, hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh, yeah, like, no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with highs around 73. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. Highs level off around 74 tomorrow. Overcast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 70s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 49.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
And if that phone don't ring one more time, well, I'm gonna lose what's left of my life.
Well, we are hearing the old 97s. We know we're going to hear from Terry Bell in just a sec. But first, I wanted to pass along, let's see, I think I had a comment or two up here from Barbara saying, appreciate you debating the bias and reporting political news. I couldn't catch Meet the Press yesterday. Barbara writes, hoping it would be a fresh start and would be fact-checking Trump as he over-talked and lied. I only caught snippets of the program, but the part that made me ballistic is how he described the Democrats and their view on abortion. He should have been shut down on that immediately as untrue. The Democrats are pulling babies out of the wombs of mothers, and he could not give that a straight answer. So I appreciate that comment from Barbara. Another one from Charles on here, all made on our Facebook page, whether it's at the Up North News Facebook page, Civic Media, or a couple of others. We appreciate every comment. Coming up next, depending on your Civic Media station, you'll be hearing Earl Ingram in Waukesha, Green Bay, and Racine, Stu Daniels in the Chippewa Valley, La Crosse, Hayward, and Oshkosh, Chad Holmes in Wausau, Stephanie Miller in Madison, James Jay and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids, and they are all followed by Kristen Bry and As Goes Wisconsin. Then the new news, which a guy that plays a little bit of a role in that would be the news director of Civic Media, and that's Terry Bell. How are you doing?
I'm great, Pat. Good morning.
Good weekend?
Yeah, I had a really nice weekend. I did one of my favorite things. I officiated a wedding Saturday.
You officiated a wedding?
Yeah. Oh, man. That's anybody so who cool. gets a chance to do that. In Wisconsin, it's not that hard to get legal to officiate a wedding. By all means, if you're ever asked, do it. It's one of the most wonderful things you'll ever do.
That is very cool. Yeah. Before we get to three things you need to know to start the week, as you know, Terry is big Badger volleyball fan.
Oh yeah,
Volleyball fan overall. But the Badger women top ranked. They dropped the first two sets in Florida yesterday against the number 3 team in the nation, and then stormed back. And the Badgers now have their 9th straight win to start the season, and it was Florida's first loss of the season. But just as important, Terry, was. It seems like everywhere the Badger women are going, they're setting records.
They're setting records. Everybody wants to come out, and that's what happens when you're number one. Everybody wants to come out and see you. The other teams all bring their best game and want to beat you. Yeah, this was for the University of Florida, a home attendance record, 10,363, want to say. And they play their games in their basketball arena. So that would be like Badger Volleyball playing their games at the Kohl Center for all their home games. But by far, this was the biggest crowd they'd ever had in that room.
And so the volleyball team will play next on Friday evening at Northwestern. And by the way, quick reminder, the Badger football game is also Friday night this week at Purdue. And then the volleyball team, their next home match is next Sunday afternoon against Indiana. I'm quite certain there will be quite a crowd there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The excitement is building, and it's just a lot of fun. If you haven't given it a try, and yesterday was a great opportunity. It was on ESPN, national television. No excuse not to see it. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to three things to know to start the week. We talked to Kristen Lyerly earlier and her new column out about the resumption of abortion care services by Planned Parenthood in a couple of locations. Needless to say, Terry, that is one of the major headlines to start the week in Wisconsin.
Oh, definitely in Wisconsin for sure. So after a pause on abortion procedures in Wisconsin since the Dobbs decision last year, and I know I'm probably repeating a lot of what's been covered on the show already today, those services resume today. There hasn't been any change in the law. This is just Planned Parenthood's interpretation of a judge's ruling from a few weeks ago that the 1849 law is not, in fact, a ban on abortion, but is rather a ban on feticide. So those clinics in Madison and Milwaukee will proceed. Sheboygan, not so much for now. That could either be due to staffing or the fact that there is a district attorney in that part of the world who may be more inclined to prosecute. But for now, it's Madison and Milwaukee.
I think that that may be spot on because it is that DA is one who's named in the current legal challenge. And, you know, there's just no telling what kind of mischief could be done to, again, just play politics with a very serious issue. Another serious issue is the drought. It's been a very real thing in many parts of Wisconsin, but not just in Wisconsin, other parts of the country. And so once again, I mean, we've had some years where the Mississippi is overflowing its banks, but we've had a couple of years here lately where, you know, dry conditions have brought the river to the point where it's getting tougher for Wisconsin to get its goods to other markets.
Boy, and this goes to show. So not only has the drought decimated crops themselves, but now it's getting time to ship them. 60%, I want to say, of U.S. grain exports go down the Mississippi River before they go out around the world. So it's really important, and you can put so much. Like 15 barges can carry the same as 1,000 trucks. So it's a very important means of transportation. However, in the lower Mississippi, which is wider, the river's so low they can't get barges through. So there are a few things happening, too. Crops are backing up, what little there are. Two, they have to put less in the barges so the barges don't go down as deep. Three, there's dredging going on so that there can be a passable channel south of St. Louis. And all this is not only driving up the cost of shipping for that eventually gets passed on to the farmer, but they have less to ship out. So it's a double whammy.
It sure is. And then we basically have breaking news on Americans who've been detained in Iran are finally on their way home.
It sure appears that way. They are at the airport in Tehran, and I assume that that's a very close step for them to be released. Some of them have been detained for up to 5 years, and it's a negotiation that's been going on a long time between Tehran and the Biden administration. There's a little bit of controversy around the terms of this release. This involves $6 billion in money that is being exchanged. But that money, how Tehran spends that money, will be very, very closely monitored. So we'll see how that goes. But some Americans who have been held a long time hopefully are coming home today.
Hopefully. And the thing that I really hope that our politicians are mindful of, and some already have proven not to be, is this is a positive moment, especially for those families, and that, you know, as they should know, in no negotiations do you get everything that you want. And if you're speaking out against something simply to play partisan politics, and you would have said the opposite thing if your party were in the White House, you know, just shame on you. Let's take a moment to enjoy the positive nature of this news. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell with three things you need to know to start the week. Terry, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you, Pat.
And of course, you got the 8 o'clock news coming up all across the Civic Media Radio Network. That's it for today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, who is going to talk about infrastructure investments and clean energy jobs, the kinds of things that are happening because of what the Biden administration and a Democratic Congress were able to get done in the first half of his term. Remember, you can stay up to date by signing up for our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com, and you can follow me on social media, Pat Kreitlow Up North on Facebook, Pat Kreitlow on Twitter. Very nice to have you here for today. Remember, wherever you are, all of Wisconsin is America's true up north, and we're glad you could be with us for a while up here on the lake. Have a great Monday. See you tomorrow.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.